I'm visiting here with David Coker, who is president of the Fisher House Foundation. And first of all, David, there are people who may not be real familiar. So tell us the mission and purpose for the foundation.
Well, Fisher House Foundation, at the heart of our programs, is a network of comfort homes. We have 60 houses actually throughout the world. We have two in Germany, one in the UK. The other 57 are throughout the United States, and they provide a home away from home for our military and veterans families. When they have a loved one who needs specialty care, they're sent to a specific hospital to receive the care they need. Many times it's far from home, and we don't want one of the barriers to be the ability to find a reasonable place to live. So we build Fisher Houses. We build them, we give them as a gift to the government, and the VA or the appropriate service agrees that they will operate and maintain the houses in perpetuity. In any given year, we'll help 19,000 families. Since the program started, we've helped over 180,000 families now and saved them approximately $200 million over the cost of commercial lodging. But the houses serve as a tangible symbol of our support for our military, and it provides much-needed assistance so that they can focus on the healing process. That needs to be their job number one, so we try to remove all the other distractions they may have.
Well, it is a absolutely fantastic mission that you have there, very much needed, too. I know that New Holland, we're here at their headquarters, has been very supportive in finding ways, some creative ways, to help generate some support for Fisher House Foundation. Tell us just a little bit about that and what it's meant to the organization.
Well, it allows us to do what we do. You know, you go back to our first experience was with Little Tug. The tractor that supported Jay Leno's garage, he donated it, and it sold at the Barrett Jackson auction for $535,000. That money helped us build two more houses, one in Gainesville, Florida, which is under construction now, and the other one is one we just completed in San Antonio. It's at one of the nation's five level one polytrauma, which provides support to those most catastrophically injured during the war. It means that we'll be able to provide tens of thousands of bed nights a year to a family and answer a need that otherwise could go unmet or could make the difference between whether they choose to get the care or go without. And then their continuing support allows us to bless that next community. We have a list of some 20 houses that could be used right now if we had the resources. And what we do is we work on that priority list. When we have the money to build the next house, we do it. With the money New Holland is giving today, it's going to allow us to reach out to the Milwaukee community, one that has a tremendous need.
Well, it was great to see tonight. As you mentioned, New Holland was able to provide a check for another $68,500 out of one of their most recent efforts and announced a new one here this week. So, you know, really looking forward to the work they're going to do in partnership with NASCAR to help promote.
Oh, that's exciting. The NASCAR community is so supportive, and to have New Holland and NASCAR unite in this, and to have such a significant memento with the signatures of those winning drivers be auctioned off for our benefit. I have a great job, but it's very humbling because of what others do in support of our military, and one of our great supporters is New Holland. We're grateful.
All right. Well, thank you. It's great to meet you here. David Coker is president of Fisher House Foundation. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.